Now, when my next guest was herding the family cattle in the Eastern Cape, he and the other kids often stopped to play with the thick clay that they found in dongas. And that young man probably never imagined that the clay he was molding between his fingers as a child would one day hold the key to a blossoming career as one of this country's premier ceramics designers. Andia Djalvane's entrepreneurial spirit really fueled his vision, and he is now the proud owner of Imiso Ceramics, based in Woodstock. They are known for their original one-off designs that have really captured the imagination of the international market, interpreting everything from African renditions of Picasso to the views from their studio. They are remarkable pieces of art. And Andile is now also the face of a new campaign by Brand South Africa to show the uplifting side to a country that we know is often mired in bad news. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome him on the line with us this morning. Andile, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Please tell us a bit about, good morning to you. Tell us a bit about where you come from and how your relationship with ceramics began.
All right. So I am from the Eastern Cape in a small village called Ngobozana. It's a small town called Kiskamang or Kobekobo. So that's where I grew up and that's where I come from. And clay chose me in that way because it is something that is kids and boys during, our chores of looking after livestock. So we play with clay. But for some reason, I got connected with clay. And this time I never knew that it would be something that I could make a career out of because we never had any experience or exposure to the technical and of making it permanent or practical and functional, because we used to make these objects and leave them on the river or perhaps just behind the your house, and then they'll just go back to earth. Yes. And for when I went to study 1995, when I moved to Cape Town, so as a career choice, when it was offered, so it came naturally for me to choose ceramics because it reminded me of my childhood.
Yeah.
And so when I was exposed to what you can do with art, then I realized this is the world that I can live in. And since then, I never looked back.
Andile, I mean, you use the world around you to inspire your designs. I love the range that's based on the views from your studio in Woodstock, for example.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about how you go about creating a new range and where you look for inspiration.
Yes, for me, the inspiration is, it's really around me. It's about my immediate environment, my lived experiences, my possible subconscious and stories and energies and stories that were perhaps lived and kept by my ancestors. So then through dreams and visions, so they come through and then I will realize them, or some image and vision will just come right in vivid while I'm talking or sleeping. And then from there, then I would do the sketching because I have to almost get it out of my system. Otherwise, I'll be shaking throughout if I'm not in the studio. And then from music to talking to people, create different energies that I can feel around people and music and sort of the colors and forms and everything that is around me, really sort of I draw because I was taught to observe and use all my senses. And in that way, then I process the information and then it comes out after that through these tangible, objects that I create. So it's about me expressing myself through my lived experiences and exposing what I've felt that is necessary. Sometimes I don't have control of what comes out, but it's really what needs to come out after I've processed it.
Final question, Andile, is how does it feel to be chosen as a brand ambassador for South Africa in this new Brand SA campaign?
Well, I think campaigns like Brand South Africa are very, very crucial for the country because, it's very important for people to know and proud themselves of who we are and what we stand for as a country. But also what's very important is that, this campaign encourages people from South Africa. This is educational about the products and the creation that are produced in South Africa. And then you buy South African products, and that way you're contributing to the community and the economy of the country. So this is very important. For me, it's an honor to be able to be one of the chosen ones to represent Brand South Africa, because we're doing so by telling our own story, by sharing and our skills and expressing ourselves, and also creating employment and education in contributing to the economy. Because, you know, as you know, these are challenging times. So, you know, some of our stories and what we do can lighten up people's spirits in that sense. So this is an honor for me.
Well, anything that lightens up anything is most welcome during the days of load shedding. Andile Giovane, congratulations on being selected for that campaign. And if you'd like to go and see his work and buy a piece for yourself, you'll find Imiso in the old biscuit mill in Woodstock on Albert Road.